Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. Looking ahead to the Titans and the Bears coming up in week one. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Dave Wanstead to the program, former NFL head coach, former college football head coach, analyst with 670 The Score. Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, fellas. Yeah, we finally made it. Week one, here we go.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank God. Forever.
It did seem like forever. Long off season to get to this point, but lots of anticipation for this game coming up on Sunday between the Titans and the Bears. Dave, when you watch Caleb Williams, obviously there's a ton of hype around him. We saw what he did in college. He's made some incredible plays in the preseason. What kind of specifically stands out to you about Williams, his skill set, and his preparedness for week one of the NFL regular season when you watch him play?
Well, you know, I've been around, several rookie quarterbacks. And what I would say with Caleb, you know, we all saw the ability, you know, the talent level. The thing that that has really caught my attention more than anything is this kid is probably football mentally mature years ahead of where most rookies would be. I mean, this guy, you know, after a preseason game, he completes a couple passes, whatever, and he's talking to the media, and he understands exactly why he threw it to receiver X and not receiver Y because of what the defense was doing. He just makes comments, and you just hear his football intellect that tells you, God, is this guy a rookie? And then you kind of combine that with the athletic ability. And, you know, he's had a great camp. He's had a great offseason and preseason. So it'll be interesting to see. Now, the one thing I will say, and I was with at Dallas really from the beginning when Troy Aikman was a rookie, and the one thing that I'll be curious to see on Sunday when they play the Titans is the speed of the game is the one thing that is different than OTAs, than preseason. When you start playing these games for real, everything happens a lot faster. The rush is faster. The coverage is tighter. The DBs are quicker. And that's what I want to see. If he can handle the speed of the game, this guy's really, really going to be everything that people think.
Well, Dave, you know, obviously, the city of Chicago well, and Bears fans well. I've heard from other people like this is a little bit of a different feel. I mean, look, Justin Fields was not too long ago, and people were excited about him. But what is the feeling in the city for this team, and in particular for Caleb Williams right now?
Well, I think the feeling is excitement for Caleb, obviously, because we've seen enough, and he says the right things. He's fantastic on the TV and radio. But I think deep down, Bears fans, they don't have a problem winning a game 10-6. You know, and by saying that, I mean this is a city that they appreciate defense. And I think there is a real good feel of how good our defense was as the season went on last year and how good they could be to give our offense opportunities. So I think deep down there's excitement for Caleb, but I think there's confidence in our defense.
So, Dave, to that point, I mean, obviously the eyeball is going to be on Caleb Williams, but I look at the skill positions on offense with Swift at running back, but then, of course, with DJ Moore, you add Keenan Allen and you draft Rome Odunze. What do you make of the skill position around Caleb Williams and the group that they've been able to assemble there this offseason?
Yeah, crazy good. I mean, it's probably as good a skill group as anybody has in the NFL, to be honest with you. As far as receivers, Cole Kmet's an excellent do-everything tight end. You know, and then you said Swift at running back. So their receivers, tight ends, and running back situation is as good as anybody's got. I won't say it's the best, but it's as good as any group I think around. And the key is going to be that they don't get caught up in this, in my opinion. You know, that Caleb Williams, when he has a chance to make a play, he makes a play. But they don't put him in a position where the game is riding on him. He's got to play great for them to win. I think they're a good enough team to win games without that happening on, you know, for every play. He's going to have to make plays, maybe before the half, maybe at the end of the game, maybe there's a turnover, they got good field position, make a play, put the ball in the end zone. But, you know, not every play. They got a good enough team, supporting cast, that should take some pressure off of him.
So, Dave, you mentioned that defense. I think, you know, terrific secondary, and we know Montez Sweat is a tremendous player. What about pass rush beyond him? I know Austin Booker is a guy who in camp, you know, raised some eyebrows. Who else are we going to see trying to get after Will Levis on Sunday?
Well, you know, they rotate those linemen pretty good. The Washington kid, it would just be names, you know, for the listeners down there. You know, I mean, Dexter, the young kid from Florida, he's improved. Obviously, Singletary, young kid out of South Carolina, he's improved. So it's a lot of names that way that would not be household names. I think, and I was curious to see where Matt Eberflus, the head coach, was, who's calling the defenses, by the way, where he was as the preseason went on. And the thing that got their defense a year ago back in the mix was the pressure. When Flus became the defensive coordinator, they were bottom five, bottom 10 in pressure result defense. At the end of the year, they were top five, top 10 in pressure effectiveness on defense. So the one thing that he did, he didn't change any other schemes except that he made up his mind, okay, I'm going to do this thing. We're not getting enough pressure. I'm going to bring, whether it was Brisker, the safety, or Gordon, the corner, or linebacker Edmonds, or Edward, you know, we're going to find ways to create pressure and pass rush. And that's kind of what happened in the preseason, guys, to be honest with you. When they got backed up a few times, he brought pressure, which kind of sent the message to me that, you know, get ready. It's probably going to pick up. They don't feel like they got two great pass rushers or three great pass rushers, so they're going to have to find some other ways to do it, to put pressure on, you know, on quarterbacks this week and every week right through the season.
Dave Wannstedt with us here on the program. So, Dave, you mentioned the speed of the game, and it's going to be really interesting to see how Caleb Williams adjusts to that. As a coach, when you were game planning against a rookie quarterback, what did that game plan look like? I know each quarterback is different and there are specific skill sets that they have, but what did you really want to get after most when it came to game planning against rookie quarterbacks, particularly rookie quarterbacks that were really early into the season, whether it was week one, week four, whatever the case may be?
Yeah, I think the big debate is, you know, the old school thought used to be, pressure the young ones and the bad ones and cover the experienced and the good ones. But it's changed so much because now it's more of a passing league than running league. And the quarterbacks now are in the gun and the ball and the pass routes. Now the ball's coming out quicker. You could have a great blitz and still not get there. So I think if I'm playing a rookie quarterback, you know, you got to mix it up. Do you have to pressure him? I think you got to pressure every week. If he's not concerned about getting hit in the mouth, you got no chance on defense. So you got to come up with some ways to get that done. But then on the other side of the coin, you know, you don't want to you don't want to leave yourself exposed and give him some easy throws. Where, okay, it's a blitz coming. I know I got to get the ball out quick. Our receivers are better than their DBs. We take a shot, we got the advantage. So I think they're going to see a mix. I really do. And I think that's what the Bears are probably expecting. You know, a little bit of pressure, a little bit of blitz from Tennessee, coverage. Make him make some decisions.
You mentioned Matt Eberflus. What's his standing? It's an interesting situation, right? You got the new era with Caleb Williams and some really good players coming in, but obviously he's been there. I guess how big of a season is this for him? And have you seen anything change on his end with Caleb Williams coming in and sort of the different vibe around the team?
Well, this team is, you know, when you go undefeated in the preseason and you're scoring points, that hasn't happened here in a while. So there is a sense of confidence. And defensively, I don't know what I read. There was some statistic here what they've given up defensively during the preseason. The first defense has been ridiculous. I mean, you know, a touchdown or two maybe at the most. So right now they're a confident football team in all phases. And don't even get into the special teams. They got this punter. You guys are going to get a treat here. This Torrey Taylor, the kid they drafted out of Iowa. This guy, and I've been to practices, you watch the preseason, I haven't been around a punter like this guy ever. And he is very good at placing the ball. He can kick it high. I mean, he does it all. And just keep an eye on him once this thing gets going, because he can flip, you know, he can flip the field as well as any punter that I've seen at this point.
Well, Dave, it's going to be a lot of fun coming up on Sunday. Looking forward to the game so much, and appreciate you so much for taking time to be with us this morning. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Good talking to you.
That's you as well. Former head coach Dave Wanstead coached the Bears, coached some Pittsburgh college football.
He did.
That's a football guy right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like he said, he was DC there with Jimmy Johnson. Those great Cowboys teams. And I will say, I can back him up. And what he just said about Torrey Taylor. I saw some absolutely gorgeous punts from him.
Got a lot of practice.
That Iowa-Tennessee game. I mean, this kid got some work last year.
He has got to be the most used punter in major college football of the last decade.
I mean, he either came close or set the overall punt yardage record, I believe.
Which he's got a heck of a leg.
Totally makes sense. And, and again, it's like quantity and quality. If Stonehouse is ready for this –
This could be the best punting matchup of all time.
We'd be talking about a freaking punter showdown.
Which I'm sure is what everybody's really looking forward to.
Yes, not talking about that enough.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll take your reaction to what Dave Wanstead had to say, your thoughts on the Titans and the Bears coming up in week one. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.